Hello and welcome to another episode of the Cypherma Research Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing the ransomware trends in March 2024 researched by the Cypherma research team. Cypherma combines cyber intelligence with attack surface discovery and digital risk protection to deliver early warning, personalized, contextual, outside-in, and multi-layered insights. We have built the next generation of AI-powered threat intelligence platform called External Threat Landscape Management, ETLM, to provide cyber defenders with the hacker's view to help clients prepare for impending attacks. Cypherma is headquartered in Singapore with offices in Japan, India, the US, and the EU. Customers include both governments as well as Fortune 500 companies across manufacturing, financial services, retail, industrial products, natural resources, and pharmaceutical industries. Let's talk about the ransomware trends in March 2024. In March 2024, ransomware activity continued to impact businesses globally, with significant shifts observed in the top ransomware groups. Comparing February to March 2024, LockBit3 infections decreased by 40.66%, while Play ransomware cases surged by 68%. Black Basta experienced a slight uptick of 27.27%, Medusa infections saw a notable 57.14% increase, and Cactus ransomware incidents rose by 63.64%. However, despite law enforcement events and takedowns, ransomware continued to impact businesses globally, with the number of victims remaining consistent. LockBit, despite leading in victim count, failed to increase numbers compared to the previous month. Various sectors experienced notable trends in March 2024. Manufacturing and real estate and construction saw declines in victim count, while FMCG, finance, and hospitality witnessed increases. Healthcare and IT observed marginal growth, while government and law and education faced decreases. This trend suggests that ransomware poses a threat to every sector. The top five nations with the highest number of victims were the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, and Spain. These countries were targeted due to their economic significance, advanced technological infrastructure, and high internet connectivity. The notable vulnerability exploited in March 2024 was the JetBrains Team City Authentication Bypass Vulnerability, CVE-20242719-8, affecting JetBrains Team City CI/CD server products up to the 4th of November 2023. This vulnerability was associated with the Bian Lian and Jasmine ransomware. Several ransomware groups underwent an evolution in March 2024. RA Group evolved into Raw World, employing sophisticated multi-stage attacks. StopCrypt ransomware introduced a new variant utilizing a multi-stage execution process. GhostLocker 2.0 emerged with advanced features. Keylin Agenda ransomware showcased heightened sophistication with a Rust-based variant targeting VMware vCenter and SSHI servers. Donix ransomware, discovered in March 2024, encrypts data and demands payment for decryption. Kill Security, a newly emerged ransomware group, listed six new victims on its leak site during the reporting period. Notable ransomware events in March 2024 included the Keylin ransomware targeting the Big Issue in the UK, the INC ransom gang breaching NHS Scotland, Reseda ransomware disrupting Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, and Nissan Oceania confirming a data breach attributed to the Akira ransomware group. Overall, March 2024 witnessed significant developments in ransomware activities, highlighting the evolving tactics of ransomware groups, the diverse range of industries targeted, and the persistent threat posed by ransomware attacks globally. To manage this threat effectively, organizations must adopt a range of tools and strategies to detect and mitigate the impact of data breaches, including threat intelligence platforms, data loss prevention solutions, and incident response procedures. Vigilance and proactive measures are crucial to prevent sensitive information from falling into the wrong hands. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast, and we'll see you next week with another research topic. This is the Cypherma research team signing off.